All right. So we had a little bit of a break, so I figured spend the first minute and a half just to get a running start from the last points that we had mentioned the last time we were together, and then to discuss, to go on from there. Discussing in the fourth bracha, Atachonin, we had discussed the idea, we were discussing the difference between Adam and Enosh, that says Atachonin le'Adam da'as u'melamid le'Enosh bina. We discussed the difference between Adam and Enosh and the higher Madriga and the lower Madriga, and why melamid is associated with Enosh, and why Chonin, why bina is associated with Enosh, and why Das is associated with Adam. And we talked about that Adam, who was on the level of Adam Atem, of this higher Madrega of man, who's on a high, you know, the highest level of creation, that he's the one who can be given Das. He's the one on the higher level that he could reach Das, or he's capable of achieving Das, as opposed to Enosh, who has somewhat lost the appreciation of his own uniqueness, and therefore is on a lower level where he needs to first get Bina, to first get the tools to grow. Bina, who's discussed the idea of building something, of developing, and then that's the he can then go from there. So that was what we had discussed last time. So before moving on, just to finish off, to discuss why it's melamed bina, why it's chonin das and melamed bina. It's ata chonin l'adam das u'melamed l'enosh bina. So why chonin is associated with das and melamed is associated with bina. So we're going to get back to this point, but the Eitz Yosef, quoting the Maharsha, says that that da'as and dea, he says the two are really synonyms. It's really some discussion about that. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to Mishlei, really says that they're two different things. But the Maharsha says that da'as and dea are really the same idea. And he says that they refer to bekiyas hagirsa, which basically just means knowing the literally the text, but knowing the information, knowing the knowledge, a broad knowledge of just the information that's there. And specifically says that Deya is referring to knowledge of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And it's referred to as Chanina Ata Chonein L'Adam Da'as, that which we mentioned that Chonein means like something that's given Bechinam, something that's given as a gift, because as the Gemara says, that Ukume Girsa Siyata Dishmai Bai, to be able to kind of establish the text in your mind, to remember the words and just get down, you know, kind of the, what does it say, that requires siyata dishmaya, that retaining facts and just you know, a sort of memorization kind of knowledge requires heavenly assistance, because it isn't really yours, that information is external to you. The words are what they are, the facts are what they are, and that's external to you. That's something that you're receiving from outside of yourself. You're assimilating something that's external to yourself, and therefore that has to come through chanina, something which is not really a part of you, something which you're just being told, something which you're just absorbing, comes through chanina. It comes through that the only way you really keep such a thing is through coming as a gift. Now, it's true that even that you can facilitate that, doing chazara, reviewing and going over something and organizing information in such a way that, you know, it's more misudar, that you're able to, you know, keep a handle on things, that can assist. But if the basic concept of assimilating of acquiring new information requires chanina, and therefore it's chonein da'as. And we'll get back to that in a few minutes, about this idea of dea and das being Torah Sheba'al Peh. But That's the chonin das, as opposed to bina, that it's, well, and we'll also get back to the idea of bina when we get to the last line and we talk about dea, bina, v'haskel. We'll talk about each of these points. But bina is that which a person comes to realize and understand through their own acquisition and their own appreciation. It's something which you, so to speak, figure out. Bina means to be bona, to build something. You develop something on your own. It's your own understanding. It's something which is uniquely yours. And there, and so therefore, that's not, that doesn't, you don't have chanina by that. You can't, even in English, you can't learn something to someone. You teach someone, right? You can't learn to someone. You teach to someone. The word melamed is the PL form of the word lomid. Lomid means to learn. Melamed, which we translate as to teach, really means to cause to learn. It's the reflexive of learning. I cause you to learn. But at the end of the day, learning is a process which you have to go through yourself. I can try and facilitate you learning, but learning is something that you have to do on your own, that you have to, a process that you have to internalize for yourself. And therefore, bina is not something which comes through chanina. It's not something that comes as a gift, as something which is being given to you, but rather it's something which is melamed. It's being guided through a process that I can try and instruct you, I can try and direct you, but at the end of the day, the process of bina is something which has to come through my own appreciation, my own realization and understanding of something, the way that I internalize something. And therefore, it's chonin das and malamed bina. Okay, so I want to discuss the last line of the bracha, and I'm going to focus a lot on Dea, Bina, Haskel.
Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, and I can accept it, but it's the opposite of what I would have thought it should be. To me, it seems like you have a teacher, teaches you things by rote, you just learn them, and that's not a big deal. A teacher can help you do that, you just practice it, and you got it. But if you need to have really an internal understanding, take your experiences, take all the different things about your life, things you've learned from other people, and bring that into some own personal knowledge, that requires grace. That requires something special about being a human being that only God can give us. You know, that I would have done it the other way around, honestly.
Okay, I think the focus more is on the what's, I at least the way that I understand it, the focus is more on what's external and what's internal, right? That the idea of das, it's of dea, as being, you know, the knowledge of the Torah. So it's true that someone, you know, just stand up and teach you, but that's the process that itself is. In a way, a form of chonin. You didn't do anything to get that information. That's even if it's given to you by another human, we're talking about the faculty of das in the first place, which obviously comes from Hashem. But even like when, you know, a teacher gets up and lectures, so if he's, you know, nothing against history, but a history teacher gets up and just, you know, tells you all of the important dates in the Civil War. So you didn't do anything to get that knowledge. You just listened and you know, made sure you wrote it down so you can read it again later and then regurgitate it on the test and then forget it.
Right.
But as opposed to something which requires my own understanding of something beyond what a teacher can tell me, something which has to do with my own relationship to that knowledge. So that's a process of limud, where it's you're not being given, you're being sort of instructed, you're being directed, as opposed to just being fed. Right.
So that seems to me that's the more difficult thing, and that's why I thought grace would be more accompanied by that than by the other.
Right. Well, it might be the more difficult thing, but it's the process that you go through is a process of your own accomplishment. Right. In order to and we'll maybe when we talk about what bina is, that we could fit this in more. So I'm going to talk about dea, bina, v'haskel. We're going to try and define each of those terms and then put it together exactly what the progression is. That's going to take a little bit of time, and I don't think we're gonna complete that tonight. But before we do that, so just the introduction here, Chanenu Me'itcha. So it says that give us grace to us from you. So the Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Yakar, one of the early Rishonim, who wrote a commentary on Tefillah. So he says that this line, or these words, Chanenu Me'itcha, he says these are based off of a pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yedalad, 40:14, that the pasuk there says, Esmi no'etz ve'yivinehu, that is rhetorically asking about Hashem, that who advised him that he then understood, meaning who gave Hashem advice, right? I mean, the rhetorical question, the obvious answer being no one. Hashem was, you know, the original existence, and therefore that there's no one who instructed Hashem. So that says the Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Yakar, that's the source of this of these words, Chanenu Me'itcha. So what exactly the connection between those two things? What is that? What does one have to do with the other? So the sense of the pasuk, Esmi no'etz ve'yavinehu, what's it trying to say? Just that, you know, no one's smarter than God, and therefore he didn't get advice from anyone. The idea is that Hashem's chachma is it's primordial, it's primary, it is of essence, that all other chachma is from his chachma, that there is no other source of chachma, there's no other place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got his chachma from, because he is the source of chachma, and therefore, esmi no'etz ve'yavinehu, who could advise him that he would then understand, because there is no other source of wisdom or knowledge other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's very important to understanding these words, Chanenu Me'itcha. We say Chanenu Me'itcha, not Chanenu Mishelcha. We don't say that grant us from that which is yours, but rather grant us from you, or of you. Of you, not of that which is yours. Because Torah knowledge, which is what we're talking about here, and really all knowledge, but specifically Torah knowledge, is not just the knowledge that belongs to Hashem. It's not knowledge that Hashem happens to know. It is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the origin of all understanding and all wisdom. That the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kof Hei says that the beginning of the Seras Adibros, that it doesn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the Gemara there says that Anochi is a notrikon, is a abbreviation for Ana Nafshi Kesivas Yahavis, which means I myself wrote it and gave it. So, of course, you know, that it's understood that, you know, this was not a co-authorship, that Kadosh Baruch Hu did not have anyone assisting. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was the scribe, but that, you know, we know this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's writing. So exactly what's the point? So the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael in chapter 37 says that's describing the essence of the Torah. The essence of the Torah is that it is from Hashem. It's not just information which Hashem happened to give us, but the knowledge is Hashem's knowledge. The knowledge is of Hashem, and therefore when Hashem is giving Chanenu Me'itcha, give us of yourself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us knowledge of himself. He's giving us the closest thing we can have to knowledge of Hashem's essence is the Torah itself, and therefore it's Chanenu Me'itcha, that Hashem is really not in a literal sense, because Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence is beyond anything we can understand, but in the best terms we have to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us of himself by giving the Torah, that is an understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the only way we can have. And therefore it's Chanenu Me'itcha, which means give us of yourself, Dea Bina V'Haskel. So we're going to, as I said, we're going to, what Dea, what's Bina, and what's Haskel, and then put each of them together. So we'll start with Dea. And we'll do each one on their own, and then we'll go through the progression of how they all fit together.
I just find it interesting they have Haskel and not Chachma. We usually have those three together, right?
Right. Usually the combination we have is Chachma, Bina, and Das.
Right. So right? Here we have Das, Bina, and Haskel.
Right. So we have Dea, Bina, Haskel in one other place. Anyone know where it is?
Is Kim.
that was a good idea, though. In Kael Adon. Das is one of his qualifiers.
Sarum Das, Bina.
Right, Yitzharim
Bedaas. Volcano Yitzharim Bedaas Bevino.
Right, Yitzharim Bedaas Bevino Vahaskel. So we have the same trio there. And the truth is that in Nusach Svard, it is not Dea Bevino Vahaskel, it is Chanin Meitcha Chachma Bevino Bedaas. We're not going to discuss that. But yes, so that is and really when we get to Bina, we're going to talk about that because as we'll see, you can't really understand what Bina is without first discussing Chachma, and so we're going to have to get to that also. But let's start with Dea. So the word Dea means knowledge. Da means to know or to be aware. That the Rambam says Tzarech Leda means that there's something you need to be aware of. There's something you need to be familiar with. The word Dea just means knowledge or awareness. We've discussed previously the idea that Das means awareness, and Dea is similar to Chachma in that it is a knowledge. It's some kind of awareness of facts. The pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Yud Aleph says, "Umala ha'aretz Dea es Hashem." Right, the land will be filled with Dea of Hashem. So the implication of Dea is that it's a particular kind of knowledge, that it's knowledge of Hashem, that the Dea is knowledge which relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned before, a few minutes ago, that Eitz Yosef says that the idea of Dea or Das is knowledge of the information of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That it's that's why it was referred to with Chanina, because it's the knowledge of information, and that require the not going to rehash the whole thing we said a few minutes ago, but that the retaining facts is based off of Siyata Dishmaya, and therefore it's Chanina. But so that's the idea of Dea. Possibly the difference between Dea and Chachma is exactly this: that Chachma means any knowledge. It could be spiritual or otherwise, but that information is Chachma, whereas Dea is knowledge of a davar tvuna, of a matter of understanding, something which is the result of Bina, something which is not something which has to be understood, something which is a conclusion from something else. The knowledge of that is Dea. I'll explain what I mean in 1 second. The Torah Sheba'al Peh, right? So the knowledge of Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is what the Maharsha says, Dea mi, the Eitz Yosef says, Dea is the knowledge of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That Torah Sheba'al Peh is that which is known through building on the original knowledge. We'll talk about this more when we get to Bina. But the Torah Sheba'al Peh is building off of the Torah Shebichsav. That it's we started with a Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Sheba'al Peh builds on that. And we'll talk about the Rambam says that Torah Sheba'al Peh actually expands the Torah, that there are new halachos and new dinim and new Torah, which is created through Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is not just the repetition of the Torah. Torah Sheba'al Peh is something which builds off of the Torah. The transmission of that information, of that knowledge, that which was discerned, that which was, so to speak, figured out, that to me, when the person who figured it out, or the Chachamim who were Mechadesh that, for them, that was Bina. For them, that was Tvuna. That was something which they were Mavin Davar Mitoch Davar, that they built one thing out, they took, extrapolated one thing out of another thing. When he then tells it to me, by me, it's really Chachama. By me, it's just a fact. After he worked it out, and he just gives it over to me, so the Torah Sheba'al Peh that I've received from others its source might be something which was figured out, something which was understood, but when it is given over then to someone else, at the point at which it's already been, so to speak, factualized, so now when it gets to me, it's chachma, it's externally sourced knowledge, it's the result of someone else's figuring out, and that's what the idea of dea is, as opposed to chachma. Chachma is Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz, that Hashem created the world with chachma. Chachma is the original set of information. The Torah shebechsav, the written Torah, is the Torah of chachma. It's the original fact. There's nothing figured out. That's the original set of axioms and givens as they start. Bina is the process of building off of that, and Dea is the knowledge of what we have so far, is that I'm not taking anything further, but that which has been extrapolated, that which has been built, now forms a new edifice, and that's called Dea, and that's the idea of what we're talking about when we talk about Dea. Vayedu toei ruach. Bina, the pasuk says, that those who are wandering, those who are wayward, will know, vayedu, they will know bina, they will know understanding. What does it mean to know understanding? Seemingly you have to figure out understanding. I think it's exactly this point, that it's not that they will figure it out. Those who are wayward, those who are wandering, those who need to be instructed, they'll be taught, they'll be given over the bina. They will be told that which they need, which they should have figured out, right? And that's the idea of dea. Bina, and we're going to put this all together eventually. Bina, we're just going to make a start on what bina is, because there's going to be a process here, which is appropriate, because bina is a process. But so to understand bina, so we really need to understand it in the context of chachma, because bina is something which is applied to chachma. So we'll start with a very basic understanding, and we'll try to build from there. A very basic understanding, most of which we've already mentioned, that chachma is knowledge. It's a body of information. Having chachma means knowing. You know the facts. That's chachma, right? There are seven chachmas, right? There's a chachma of music, and there's a chachma of math, and there's a chachma of, there's a certain amount of, those are informational kinds of bodies. There's seven of them, because seven is the natural number, that it's something which is, that it's something which is, you know, a natural part of the world as it is. And bina is taking chachma, and it's putting the facts together. It's the art of extrapolation. It's the being able to take one thing or take two things and put them together and form something new. The word bina comes from the word bone, which means to build, building, constructing something new out of the existing information. I once heard Rav Herschel Schachter gave a sort of mashal that if you have if you would bring back to life Euclid, and you would show him a bridge, and you would tell him that we built this bridge using Euclidean geometry, he would have no idea what you're talking about. Because Euclid had something like, I don't remember the exact number, but a few basic theorems of geometry. Those theorems were kind of built upon as you went on, and the logical conclusion of theorem number 2 and 7, whatever it was, you know, was a new idea, and new principles by putting things together, there were new ideas that were built, and the knowledge grows to the point where it is more than what you originally started from. And that's the idea of bina, is it's this ability to extrapolate, to take what's there and to progress from there. When you have, you know, two things which don't seem to fit together, and the implication of that both of these things must be true is some third thing that's the process of bina, of understanding one thing out of another. The implication of something is the bina of something. The Rabbeinu Yonah says this very directly. He says that after you have chachma, he says yisbonin acharkach ladas tuv tam hadvarim, that you should then contemplate these ideas until you understand them very well and you understand the reasons for them. Ad sheyasig lahavin davar mitoch davar, and you'll reach the point where you can then understand one thing from another. Uvelidmos advar masher lamad, and then you can then draw comparisons and contrasts from what you've learned. Kol inyan rai lidmos elav, each thing you'll know what it's appropriate to compare it to. When you have an understanding of something in a deep enough way that you really understand why it's that way, you understand what it is and what it isn't, and you understand what it can be applied to and what could be extrapolated to, and what it can't be, what it doesn't apply, what the limitations of something are. If you really know something really well, if you sort to use words we'll understand soon, to probably won't get there tonight, if you internalize what something is, you'll then be able to apply it to places other than just where you have this. This is what happens in Gemara all the time, that you have a halacha and there's some new case that the Gemara wants to apply this to, and you have a whole machlokus between two opinions in the Gemara of whether or not this halacha really should apply over here or not. Is it the same? Is it not the same? And you know, what is the reason for that halacha over there? Why is that true over there? And depending on why it's true over there, we could apply it over here. And that is the process of Bina. The process is of taking one thing, understanding it in its why it is that way, and then based on understanding a principle, then being able to apply it to extrapolate it further. On a broader level, to understand this more conceptually, that chachma is the facts, is the pure information, it's the yediya of Torah is chachma, it's pieces of concrete information. I mentioned before, the pasuk in Mishle says, it says Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz konein shemayim b'tvuna, that Hashem with chachma created he laid the foundation for the aretz, for the land, and konein shemayim b'tvuna, he establishes the shemayim, the heavens, with tvuna, and we'll get back to that next week, but just that Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz, the fact that chachma is that which is originally laid down, that's the same principle that we have, that ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh, that there's nothing new under the sun. And this is an idea that we find in Torah also, that we have v'zos haTorah asher nasan Moshe Livnei Yisrael. Asher, thank you. I knew I was saying something wrong there. Zos haTorah asher sa Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. That this is the Torah. So, and Chazal say Zos haTorah. This is the Torah. Mikan she'ein shum navi rashai l'chadish davar. From here we learn that no navi can come in add on to the Torah. The Torah is, it is what it is. The Torah that Moshe gave, that is the totality of Torah shebichsav, and there's nothing else that can be added onto it. Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz, there's the original foundation laid. Ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh, there's nothing new. And ein shem navi rashai l'chadish davar, nothing new can be added onto the Torah either. You know, wise men and scholars and scientists of the nations are called the chachmei ha'umos. They are the chachamim of the nations because all of their wisdom is a discovery of the laws that were set in place, Sheish Yimei Breishis. They're dealing with cold facts, and there's nothing up to interpretation. 2 + 2 = 4, and force equals mass times acceleration. They're not up to how you understand them. Those are the facts. It's not I feel that 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4, and there's nothing that changes about that. And 2 + 2 = 4 = 4, the same way it did in the year, 78 years ago, we're in 77, 78, as it does
5,700.
Thank you. That I knew I was. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of stuff wrong tonight. 5,700 years ago, as it does tonight, right? The idea of chachma is something which is a foundation. It was laid originally, and that is the facts, and that's why we have chachma ba'umos tamin. That if you hear that there is chachma in the nations, you can believe it, because chachma is something which is related to Metzias, to the sort of the rules, the laws of reality. It's unalterable, it's non-negotiable, there's no personal connection to chachma. It doesn't affect a person. There's a famous apocryphal story. I don't think it ever happened, and I think there are good sources that never happened. But it's a nice story anyways about Bertrude Russell. Bertrude Russell was a 19th century philosopher, and there's a famous story that he was a teacher of ethics, and he was not the most admirable person in how he lived his personal life. And the story goes that some of his talmidim, some of his chassidim, came and they asked him, you know, how are you talking? You're an ethics teacher, and you know, this is how you live your life. And his response was, is a math teacher a triangle? Right? That it's, okay, you know, yeah, I teach it. What does that have to do with me? That's what chachma is. Chachma is 2 plus 2 equals 4. It has nothing to do, it's not how I relate to 2 plus 2 equals 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4 is, it is what it is. It is a fact. It's Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz. It's past tense because it's a done deal. It's over. It's something that happened in the past. And it stays the way that it is. Bina, I'm going to go a little bit over time. Apologize. Bina is putting the facts together. Bina is constructing something new out of the facts. Bina is a personal understanding according to how you understand that chachma, how it is internalized by you. Bina is therefore a constantly changing and an ongoing process. It's something which is new and renewed. It's dynamic. That's the next half of the Pasuk in Mishle, is konein shamayim bitvuna, is Shamayim, right? We said Ein Kol Chadash Tachas Hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun, but above the sun, but in Shamayim, above the natural world, there the Shamayim. About what do we say about Shamayim? We say Mechadish Betuva B'chol Yom Tamid, that the Shamayim is made with Bina. The Shamayim is something which is an ongoing process. It's something which is constantly changing, and that's why the pasuk says Konein in present tense. It was Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz. He laid in past tense the foundation. In Konein Shemayim mitzvuna, he establishes the Shemayim mitzvuna. It's an ongoing process because Bina is something which is ongoing. That Shemayim is the bechina of chiddush. The schar for mitzvos, anashim ulumada, that Chazal say that in this world, that somebody who does mitzvos as mitzvos anashim milumada, they just do it as by habit, by rote. So there is the schar for that mitzvah is going to be given in this world. But mitzvos which are done with hischanshus, mitzvos which are done with a sense of a newness to them, of a that's something which is constantly growing and changing. So that's the mitzvah about which Chazal says schar mitzvah b'hai al malika, that there's no such thing as the schar for a mitzvah in this world, because something which is static and something which is unchanging is shayach to this world. Something which stays the same, that's something which is this worldly. But something which, but a mitzvah which is breaking free from the stagnance of this world, that's something which is relevant to Shemayim. The schar for that mitzvah is something which is beyond this world. So stop here, but Bina is something which is personalized, which is individually tailored. It's as each person understands it. Even when two people come to the same conclusion, each still understands and appreciates it and relates to it in his own way. And each of them, when he says it to someone else, will have his own nuance about how it's given over. Bina, therefore, is something which changes according to, as time progresses, Bina is something which goes on, because every dar, every generation, has their own approach to things, as their own sense of being each individual. As time goes on and there are new people and there are new generations, the way in which knowledge is related to the individual perspective is always something which is changing and growing. The Rambam in the introduction to the Yana Chazaka says that the drashos of Chazal were creating new halachos, and these halachos did not exist until the chachamim of that generation expounded them from the Torah. And the Chazal are called in the Megillah, are referred to as the Yodei Bina Le'itim, that those who know Bina, which that this idea of Bina, Le'itim. Le'itim means for the times. It's something which goes moment by moment. And that's the one understanding of the Mefarshim. We have an idea that Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that when in the scope to it, but within certain context of a machlokis, that both opinions are true. So how exactly does that work? One opinion of the of the Mefarshim says that the emes, the truth, changes according to how the Chachamim of that dar understood it. What is right, what is correct, is determined by how it is understood by the Chachamim of that generation. I don't want to go too far over time, so we'll pause here for tonight. We have one more step to go. But the idea of Bina is something which is, it's the way in which I, within obviously the framework of Torah, but the way in which I assimilate or I internalize, I relate to a piece of Chachma, the way in which that relates to me, the way in which I understand it, and therefore the way in which I can apply it, is something which is constantly changing, and therefore Bina is an ongoing process, because Bina is something which is unique to every individual, and as time goes on, there's always newness there, and therefore Bina is something which is taking Chachma and internalizing it and turning it into something which is unique to me is the process of Bina. We'll pause here. But we have one more step to go in what Bina is, and then we'll get to Haskell, and then we'll put it all together. Next week.